2 Corinthians 9, 7. I may need to back up to 6, but. But 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. Can you put that up? Back up to 6 for me. Kind of get the whole thing. But this I say. He which what? So is how? That's a little dab. You just pinching, penny pinching. When it comes to the giving to the kingdom of God, you're going to get a penny pinch back. You always, but when it comes to foolishness, you put all your money in there, except them few pennies you gave to the Lord. And then you expect an abundance to come back to you. No, no. How do they do on that show when you punch the wrong button? But this I say, he which what soweth sparingly shall what? Reap how? You get a little bit. He which soweth bountifully shall reap how? Bountifully. Verse 7. Every man. Now, I love that. See, that took that thing out that he did. I don't qualify. Are you among every man? Every man, woman, boy, and girl? If you say every, how many does that include? That includes everybody. Every man, according as he purposed. See, it's on you. It's on you. Do you want to come out of that poverty that Satan trying to put on you? You got to purpose something. Huh? I said, you want to come out of it? You got to purpose something. You can't listen to the naysayer. You can't go by your feeling. You can't go by what you think. Get your thoughts from the word of God. Every man. According as he purposed in his heart, so let him give. Don't be looking over what I gave. Don't be trying people and see what the other first gave. What did you purpose in your heart? See, it's a heart thing. I'm going to tell you how to reap. I just going to have time to get to it today. Every man has a purpose in his heart, so let him give. How? Not grudgingly, or of what? Necessity. For God love what kind of giver? You going to give it? Give it cheerfully. Have a smile on your face. Have a pep in your step. Hallelujah. Have a shout in your mouth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You blessed me. You increased me. You gave me a seed to sow, and I give it cheerfully. Woo! Glory to God. Keep going. Keep moving. And I like this. God is able. And God is able. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yay, Lord. God is able to make all grace. Oh, glory. See, that grace to be a good husband. That grace to be a good wife. That grace to be a good pastor. That grace to be a good mother. That's grace to be a good employee. That's grace. Hallelujah. But that grace to give, to be a good giver. God had graced you. So don't walk around and curse yourself by saying, I don't have nothing to give. No, you're cursing yourself. You're going to find out in just a minute. He's able to make all grace abound towards you. That ye, always. How many times? How many times? Always. Having what? All sufficiency, not some sufficiency, but all sufficiency in all things. Glory to God. And how many things? In all things may abound. ground to every good work. Woo. See, the problem, we've been putting stuff in ain't the stuff that's not good work. Ha ha. Keep going. Hallelujah. 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 Verse 9. Y'all called me to get behind. Hurry. There we go. As it is written, he has what? Dispersed abroad. He has given to the poor. That's the fellow say he didn't have nothing to give. He has given to the poor. His righteousness remaineth forever. What is he saying? I give unto you the poor. And that person I gave to that was poor, he sowed what I told him to sow. And now he's rich. Now you're poor. And you eat your seed and you blame God for not having anything. But you didn't do what the other person did to call increase to come in your life. So you have to have enough wisdom to know what is seed, and you gotta know what is increase. And don't be eating your seed, because if you eat the seed, there's nothing to increase you from. Hallelujah. But when you understand God's principle of sowing and reaping, and the Bible says he calls increase. Back up to verse 9. Y'all going too fast on me now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not done with it. He said, as it is written, he has dispersed abroad. He given to the poor. His righteousness, what? Remaineth how long? If I did it for the other one that in that predicament, I'm going to do it for you too. See, that's people in generation past has operated in these principles. They saw God prosper them. There are people in this generation operate in these principles, and they have seen God prosper them. So if you do it, he said, I'm a God of righteousness. And I don't change. And what I did, it remained forever. I don't do for one generation or one person one thing and another for another. But I'm faithful to all. Hallelujah. Now you can go to verse 10. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Now he that ministers seed to the sower. Glory to God. So you can't say, I don't have any seed. Because he said, now he that ministers seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply. Not just let it add, but he multiply your seed sown. If you eat it up, he can't multiply. But if you sow it, he'll multiply. Hallelujah. That means when you sow your seed, hallelujah, he put some more seed on your seed. And he didn't say, I add some more seed to your seed, but I will multiply your seed sown. Hallelujah. And increase what? The fruits of your righteousness. Increase of what? The fruits of your righteousness. That means he will call increase to come back to you, and we'll pick up here the next time. Hallelujah. 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 So y'all remind me where I stopped, because this is very important. Hallelujah. I want to teach you what God had to say about your increase. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.